Today, at our church, typically on the last Sunday of the year, we have what's called a testimony service. And in place of the teaching of the word, we invite people to come and stand and give a testimony of God's faithfulness throughout the year. And we don't need a sermon or a sermonette. You don't need to preach, but just let us know, what has God done for you this year? And before we do that, I'm going to share just a brief word from a brief word from the Word. While you're thinking about what you could share, I want to let you know that as difficult as the seasons may be, as difficult as this year may have been, the fact that you are here is proof that God has been good to you, that you found this building, okay, and that you're here breathing and just among his people. That's a testimony of God's goodness. And even if that's all you can say, then please proclaim that and share it with us and say, God brought me here, and I bless his holy name. But if there's been more than that, if there's been a grace that's been given to you from January or February or all the way all through December, you can go down a list. That's fine with me. You can write a list and just say, in January, God did this for us with my family. In February, God did this for me. In March, God put me through this, and it was a grace. And share with us, even if it's a struggle, you know that some of those struggles were a grace to you. And it's what God has put in your life to make you stronger, to encourage you, to make you a more faithful believer, and to develop character in you. So I'm going to share a word from Psalms. And during that, I just encourage you, you can write in your bulletin some of those graces that God has given to you in your life. And then we'll have a testimony time. But if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn with me to the book of Psalms, and we're going to open to Psalm 91. Psalm 91, it's a psalm by Moses. A very powerful psalm, and I think very fitting for something to be read at the end of the year. Psalm 91. And this is what we'll do. It's my my custom to read the scriptures out loud. We're going to read the whole thing, but not all of us. I'd like to invite you to read with me the first 8 verses, Psalm 91, verse 1 through 8, and then I will continue from verse 9 through 16. So, Psalm 91, let's read together. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Let me continue. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Just a couple of points as you're thinking about what you're going to share. I want to turn your attention to towards the end, the last three verses. And there are many I wills of God. I want you to look. It says, I will rescue him. I will protect him. I will answer him. I will be with him. I will deliver him. And I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. There's so much that God does for us just in these three verses alone. And it's not a mujoken. It's not unconditional. There is a condition. It's that God does these things for us in response to our love for him. It says in verse 14, because he loves me. Yeah? And in the mirror of that, for he acknowledges my name. We love you, Lord. We devote ourselves to you. You are the delight of our soul, and we acknowledge your name, the name of Jesus, the name of Yahweh, as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And it is the name of Jesus that we lift up and honor in our lives. And because of that, God says, all of these promises are given to us, rescuing us, protecting us, answering us, being with us, delivering us, satisfying us, showing us his salvation. This is just a powerful psalm for me. I felt this is something that I want to lift up to the Lord, even in this final week. Lord, how many times this year have you answered me? How many times this year have you delivered me and rescued me? How many times this year have you satisfied me? And it's not just about me, but it's about those whom you've put me in the midst of. It's about my family, whom you allowed me to care for and provide for. It's about my friends, whom you allow me to walk with and do life with. It's about my students and my coworkers, whom you allow me to show the light and the salt to. It's about my people here in this church, whom you allow me to do life with and to pray with and pray for and to be prayed with, to be prayed for. It's about ultimately your purpose in my life. It's about you, Jesus. And because it's about you, you reward me with so many promises just in this chapter. Also, I want you to look, this is a very important psalm because in verse 11, this is a psalm that the devil used to talk to Jesus and tempt him when Jesus was in the desert being tempted by Satan before his ministry. Satan took Jesus to the top of the temple and said, throw yourself down. And doesn't the Bible say, don't you say that he will command his angels concerning you? And Jesus was being tempted by Satan to jump and to test God. And Jesus answered him with other scriptures and said, you will not test the Lord your God. This is a very important psalm because even Satan knows it. This is not a psalm about angels, though. If you'll notice, this is not a psalm about angelology. Yes, there are angels, and we do believe and acknowledge them because the Bible teaches about that. Angels are created beings by God. And the highest angel being Satan, Lucifer, the devil, at one point, thank you, He rebelled against God. We find in the prophet Ezekiel that he had pride in his heart. He was an angel, a beautiful, beautiful angel. And because of the pride in his heart, he rebelled and thought he could become God. And God rejected him because of his disobedience and sent him out of heaven, threw him down, the prophet says. And he took a third of the angels with him. So there are angels and then, excuse me, who follow God. And then there are those, what we call demons, who rebel against God. And those are the ones that are at work. Those are the powers and the authorities that are at work in this world to stop and oppose and destroy the work of God, particularly the work of God in his people and the work of God's people in this earth. And so we experience sin, rebellion, famine, plague, hardships. And it's talked about in those first section, that first section of Psalm 91, of the pestilences, the arrows, the plagues, the diseases brought about by, not because of the demons, but because of our sin. Demons and angels are real. The Satan is real, but we are responsible for our sin. And ultimately, Jesus comes and saves us from our sin and takes the responsibility upon himself. But just wanted to point you to that. And I want to remind you that part of your testimony is how God has overcome the power of the enemy and the work of the enemy in your life through the cross. The enemy is real, but Jesus is the one who is more real than they are, who is more powerful than they are. They are just created beings. They are not omniscient and omnipresent and all-powerful. Only Jesus is, and he has power over them. And so he has power over their influence in your life. So we need not fear angels, demons, or any of that. We fear only God and acknowledge the name of Jesus in our lives. So just a word to hopefully feed us and give us some guidance and some bread for this week. But let's go ahead and open up the microphone and let you share your testimony. Again, if it's just a list of God's faithfulness and his grace to you this year, you're more than welcome to do that. You don't need to be long, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes at most. And that's good. You could just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When I think of the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my soul shouts and sings praise. That's good enough. Okay. But if you got more, dozo. Don't be shy. Okay.